I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, March 21. Coming up, teachers and nurses accept 5% retroactive pay, more BPO spaces coming, and Jamaica Center for Tourism Innovation set to graduate first batch of students. The news in detail after the break.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JSF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JSF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JSF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JSF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
Now the news. Nurses and teachers have accepted the government's offer to pay the 5% retroactive salary this month. The salary is retroactive to April 1, 2017. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the payment is being treated as a non-prejudicial advance payment, which will in no way compromise the ongoing negotiations with the unions representing nurses and teachers.
We must make the retroactive payments in this fiscal year because to do it next year would violate Jamaica's fiscal responsibility law. Please remember that these payments in no way limit the rights of the trade unions to negotiate their new wage settlement. It is a prepayment that would otherwise have to be delayed. I want to make it clear. It's a prepayment that would otherwise have to be delayed until 2020.
Minister Shaw was delivering his closing budget presentation in Parliament Wednesday. He's urging the Jamaica Police Federation to come on board no later than tomorrow so the police too can be paid the 5% retroactive salary before the end of this month. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the push to increase business process outsourcing BPO space by both the public and private sectors will continue in the 2018-19 fiscal year. He says the government has signed off on a partnership initiative to develop a comprehensive BPO campus on lands at Old Hope Road, consisting of 300,000 square feet of purpose-built BPO space. The space will accommodate retail, medical facilities, and other amenities, and will provide approximately 4,000 new seats and 8,000 new jobs.
It is strategically located in what we want to develop as the university township belt. For strategic reasons, we are pushing that development because it could create a new industry, a new node of economic activity.
Prime Minister Holness was making his contribution to the 2018-19 budget debate in Parliament Tuesday, where he highlighted plans for the build-out of BPO spaces in Portmore and Ferry St. Catherine, St. James and Mandeville. 150 students will graduate from the Jamaica Center for Tourism Innovation next month. Upon graduation, the students will receive internationally recognized certification that will allow them to work anywhere in the world. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says building the capacity of tourism workers and other players remains a key part of the government's growth strategy for the tourism industry. He announced plans to roll out a new certification program at the high school level.
The first cohort, hopefully, of students who will begin a certification program in high schools will start the new academic year 2018-19. And that will create a career path starting at high school, through to HART, then to universities, then to the JCTI, and Jamaica will have a fully rounded professional cadre of tourism workers for the world.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the recent Tourism Service Excellence Awards ceremony at the Montego Bay Convention Center. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says a compassionate care program will be introduced this month. The program is designed to improve customer care service in the public health system and will be launched March 27 at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital in downtown Kingston. Minister Tufton says the program will teach healthcare providers to view patients' situations as more than routine medical scenarios.
Because we feel that too often the patient who is the client or the customer feel as if they owe us an obligation to come to us to be treated and that we don't deliver the care with the type of service quality that is required.
The health minister was speaking at the 50th anniversary launch of Biomedical Caledonia Laboratory Limited in Kingston Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.